How did you come up with this idea right at the very beginning? Because it's interesting, us at the radio station, when we saw this, we were like, how are we going to get 20 people's voices on the radio so everybody can share their platform, which is pretty difficult to do, right? So how did you come up with this?
I think that's exactly it, that, you know, I'm heavily involved in watching and participating in like local and provincial and federal. And by participating, it's through the conversations. Like, I want to have strong leadership that represents a lot of different values that I hold. Mm-hmm. But watching, for instance, in Peace River on the local election and leading up to it, the interest in, I guess, different issues that are affecting different segments of our town, it didn't surprise me that we were going to have 23 candidates, including the three for the mayor, the mayoral race, mm-hmm. step forward. And with COVID, you know, and people working from home and working away from home, I knew that people, they want to hear exactly, like, who are these people? We have an assumption. I have an assumption of who certain mm-hmm. people are, on a positive or perhaps a negative, but I really want to hear from them in a moderated environment. And the only way we can do that right now fairly would be to do a virtual. So I thought, we have technology, we can invite people. If you invite them, they may come. And that's really where it started. And then it was to find a group of committed, neutral people. And now it's good to go. Like, I'm excited about it.
It's good because, like you said, you may know these people from being out in the community, but do you know what their platform is going to be? Do you know right. what they want to bring to the table for Peace River? Before we get to who has signed up, what was the early process of reaching out to these people to see who was interested in doing something like this?
You know what? I didn't reach out to any of the candidates before I created it. And there was a specific reason for that. It was, I'm just a resident, like the people mm-hmm. that are listening. You know, I live in the town of Peace River. I was born there, raised there. So I created it. And I thought, if I even only have one person who's willing to share what their platform is to run the town, that's their visions, their values, their aspirational goals. I want to know about their experience. So I created the platform first. I found my moderators first, okay. and then I connected the candidates.
So this group of moderators, I'm going to toot you guys' horn a little bit. One of the comments that I saw, I think it was on the Peace Region Politics page, said, this is a group I'd like to see run for council at some point. So I think that shows that you do have a good group of people that obviously believe yeah. that they are fair and that they would even represent Peace River in a good way.
I think so. And that was a big part of it that, you know, and I did put on Facebook that, you know, people may not, for instance, like me personally or professionally, they may not like my ideologies or my politics. And I think there's a lot of assumptions there where I may fall. But if I didn't find a group of moderators who were moderate mm-hmm. And who kind of represented a little bit of the business community, the social community, the arts community, I really wanted that balance. And these individuals, I think, have worked hard and have earned a good reputation for being committed and being fair. And I think it's the fairness mm-hmm. that I was really looking for.
I'm just going to go over the list quickly again. Barb Drummond, Mel Bekovich, Jeanette Danks, Tony Nikinchuk, Riley Armstrong, Victoria Champion, Channing Stenhouse, and yourself, Amber Armstrong.
Yep. One person I should add that you may not have on your list because it was okay. Something we were working towards was we really wanted to involve the Chamber of Commerce. As everybody who's involved in local politics know that the Chamber of Commerce does an exceptional amount of work to bring the forums to the community. They're doing an in-person forum, but we didn't want to usurp their dedication. So right. we invited the Chamber to participate. And we actually have Lane Gardner, who's going to be leading with Mel Bekovich tonight, the mayoral forum. And, you know, it really is recognition of what they do, but it also is, again, kind of the continuity of the business community with the more the resident side. So I think it's mm-hmm. I think it's a good balance, and we really want to thank Lane Gardner for stepping up and doing this. He's also the moderator tomorrow in the in-person.
Okay, so, good. Yeah. Tell us about the schedule and how it's going to lay out.
Sure. So, you know, with the amount of candidates, we had 23 candidates, three for the mayor and 20 for the councillors. We've broken up the councillors into, with the invitations, we had six forums for the councillors and one forum for the mayor. We've only, the response that we have, we actually have 14 of our councillors participating. So now we're going to have the first council forum will be next Tuesday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then the final one is on the 12th. So the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 12th will have the councillors. Stepping forward, they're going to be three per forum. One forum has four. And then over the course of about an hour to an hour and a half, there are two questions the moderators are going to ask each of the candidates. And they'll have about 5 minutes to respond. They'll have an opening statement. It's to give them room to have a conversation so they can really speak to that question. And then each of the candidates also could submit their own question. If they have their own question they want us to ask them, we'll present that to them as well. The point of that is that each of the candidates have a different reason for running.
Right.
And we want to understand from them, why are you passionate enough to dedicate the next 4 years of your life to this service? So,
Can you update people on what the actual list of people that are involved in this?
So the candidates, so tonight for the mayoral forum, we have Norm Boucher, we have Elaine Manzer, and we have Tom Day. So that will be the three candidates. Tonight you'll have, for moderation, you'll have Lane Gardner and Mel Bekovich. And then on October 5th, you'll have Shelley Shannon, Byron Scammerhorn, and Mark Boychuk. Those three candidates will be moderated by Victoria and myself, starting at 7 o'clock. On October 6th, for the council again, we have Garrett Tomlinson, Chris Johnson, Wanda Lauren, and Cheryl Fitchie. So there's the four. That's a bit of a bigger one. And that will be moderated by Tony Nikinchuk and Barb Drummond. October 7th, we have Riley Armstrong and Tony Nikinchuk again. They'll be moderating Don Good for council, Jill Cairns, and Sylvia Matthew. And then our final forum is on October 12th, and that will be moderated by Channing Stenhouse and Jeanette Danks. On the 12th, you'll have April Gold as a candidate, Orrin Ford, and Brad Carr. So really good, strong candidates across the board. You know, I think they're well prepared. They've asked lots of questions. A lot of them are a little bit nervous, which is why we're not doing it live. We're recording it. We want to get the best out of them, really.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that leads to my next question then. How can people access this and or get involved in it if they do want to post a question, or is that a possibility?
We have about four pages of questions that we've provided to the candidates, and those are all posted on Facebook. But I think, you know, what they'll find is we're going to post the recording on many of the different channels, the different pages throughout Facebook, so they can access the candidates' interviews. And then what we'd say is, if you hear something that really interests you and you want to follow up on, go right to that candidate. They're open. They're interested in having those conversations, maybe on a one-on-one basis. Maybe start your own Facebook chat group with them and invite them to be a guest. Like I think it's the more you hear, the more you can make your decision. I think without knowing truly how they'll run a town, it's one thing to have personal points of view, but it's another thing to be able to represent the interests, the economic, the social, the environmental interests of a town for growth and sustainability. So
yeah, exactly. Well, I appreciate you and everybody else that has been involved in getting this ready to go. I know a lot of work goes into something like this. You guys met last night. What are some of the things that you are, just a little bit behind at the scenes here before we wrap up, but some of the things that you are working on or making sure of or concerned about leading into this?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest one was to make sure we had some good conversations about what respectful conversations look like. You know, how it's important to, as moderators, let people be free to speak well and, you know, to the level of passion that they're committed to. But we want to make sure that nobody's speaking over the other person. You know, we want to make sure there's, you know, no controversial language. It's important if somebody starts ramping up, that how do you respectfully slow somebody down? You know, so that it is really about managing challenging conversations. That's the biggest part of it.